Greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. This week I'm speaking on peace, and specifically peace equals trust. Philippians 4:4-7 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And verse 5 says, "The Lord is near." Friends, this is a common and wonderful theme throughout the New Testament. In James 4:8, it says that when we come near to God or draw near to him, he draws near to us. But the thing that I always find interesting in this passage is that it says that we have to draw or to move first. In the context of the Philippians passage, God is close and we can present our prayers and petitions to him. He's already listening and ready and waiting for us to spend time with him and to bring our needs before him. But we have to move towards him. We can do this boldly and confidently, knowing that God is our Father and he's made a way through Jesus to enable us to have an intimate, loving relationship with him. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." God wants us to give him our burdens so we can allow him to help us with them. We don't need to be doing it on our own. This is why, as it says in the Philippians passage, we don't need to be anxious. In Matthew 6, Jesus tells us not to worry. He says, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear." In essence, Jesus is saying, do not be anxious about anything at all. Our all-powerful Father God who cares for us has it covered. And later in verse 32 it says, "Your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Even before we bring our needs before God, he knows what we need. He wants relationship with us and wants us to bring our prayers before him so he can show us grace and mercy in whatever ways are needed in our lives. See how futile worrying is. God already knows what we need. He's just waiting for you to ask him for help. And sometimes he helps us even when we haven't yet asked him. For God is sovereign and above everything we are up against in this world. That's reason to rejoice in the Lord always. The Philippians passage ends with verse 7 and it says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." This is where peace is then experienced. When we give all the worries, prayers, and petitions to God, and we know he has it covered. Our minds are often our biggest problem. We need to make sure we don't let our thoughts run away from us and spiral into worry. If we continually affirm the truths of who God is and what Jesus has done for us, his peace will guard our minds and hearts. It's as simple as that. We'll then experience his peace, which is above logic and reason on a human level. Again, another reason to keep rejoicing. God has this covered, and knowing that is knowing true peace, no matter what. So friends, as we wrap up this week, let's rejoice at all times. Let's not be anxious about anything. Let's pray at all times and with a thankful and expectant heart. Let's approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Let's live out our trust in the Lord by not worrying about life, but by truly trusting that God has this, whatever the this is. Allow the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, to guide our hearts and minds. And finally, let's know true peace because we know the Prince of Peace. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.